Moncrief on News Talk.
Now 80, the novelist Julian Barnes has announced his retirement from writing, which is unusual for various reasons writers don't tend to do that. We're joined by the Irish Independent columnist Mary Kenny. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, Sean.
I assume a lot of writers just can't afford to stop writing.
Yes, I think that was my first question. You know, Oscar Wilde's letters, apparently half of them were about money. And I think, you know, that's something that writers are always quizzing. I wondered about Julian Barnes. You know, good for him. If he can probably afford it. Can he afford it to quit writing? He does say he's still going to do a little bit of this and that and the other, but he's going to give up writing novels. But when I think really of the person we all admire so much, Edna O'Brien, I mean, Edna was writing well into her 90s, and even when she was beginning to ail from cancer, she was doing quite hard working research. Now, I think Edna wanted to go on writing. She always had the urge to write, but I also think she needed the money, you know, because she hadn't really been sensible about saving money when she was younger and producing a lot. So that is actually probably quite an important factor.
Now, it's like how many young writers who published their first novel or had a play put on thought, I must invest in a pension plan now at this point, because you tend not to do that. There's also kind of a cruel irony, because it seems in general that most writers have a period at which they're at their peak, and then after that it's diminishing returns, even though the urge to write is just as strong.
Well, I suppose it depends really, Sean, a lot on the people and on the market and everything. I mean, I write for a magazine called The Oldie, and as the name implies, most of the people who write for it are old. They're in their 70s and 80s. It's actually a very lively magazine. And, of course, it's reaching a demographic of people who still like print, you know, that people in their 70s and 80s still like to read actual print. So that's a feature. And I suppose it does depend. I think creative writers are probably at their best in their 30s and 40s up to their 60s. Graham Greene, who went on publishing right into his 80s, I think he published his last book when he was 86. He did say that writers could go on writing, but that they tend to be reverting to the themes and the ideas which were really the flavour of their early creative work. But I suppose it depends on the field, because I think philosophers seem to last longer writing. I mean, Bertrand Russell was still writing and publishing philosophy into his 90s. And our current senior writers in Ireland, like John Banville, who's 80 this year, and Colm Tobin, who's 70, incredibly productive writer in very many fields. So lots of writers do go on, you know, quite energetically into old age. We have to hope they do anyway.
Yeah, you'd hope they do. Yeah, and actually it's interesting that the list of writers who've said, right, that's it, I'm retiring, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, I haven't. Because I suppose it's irresistible to do it as well.
Yes, and of course, the thing is, of course, we're now living much longer anyway. I mean, Yeats is always praised for having written so well right into old age. He kept that fire was burning within himself into old age. But he died at 73, which to us today isn't that old, but it was old in 1939, you know. So, but I think Heaney went on writing and publishing right until the end as well. So it depends really a lot on the individual. But in earlier times, writers died younger. Dickens died at 58, so he never finished his last novel on Edwin Drood, because, I mean, to us, that's really a premature death now.
Isn't it just? Mary, thanks very much for chatting with us today. That was the journalist and columnist for the Irish Independent and the Oldie, Mary Kenny there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.